Thank you. And hello, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your guests right here for the next 5 minutes or so on The Good Stuff. And I've told you about discovering the hidden gems of the Sandhills. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go to visitvalentine.org and find out over 50 things to do and the passport program as well. Smith Falls and Smith Falls State Park, Niobrara National Scenic River, hunting, float trips, ice fishing, tubing, tanking, hiking, stargazing, canoeing, winery, museums. Yeah, I said winery, camping, shopping, brewery, ice cream shop, and more. So check it out, visitvalentine.org.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Not much. Guess what Monday is?
Monday. I don't know. What is Monday? It's a
June.
So the June bugs will be back.
I guess so. I don't know. Sounds pretty serious to me. You know, Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. You can visit them online at tsln.com for the newest in stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. And I highly recommend you check it out. Don't forget, it makes a great gift as well. Tri-State Livestock News, a leader in the industry.
So I was talking about some things on the English language and how we kind of say things are weird once in a while, I guess. So here's some things. If you have a bunch of odds and ends and you get rid of all but one of them, what do you call it? Is it an odd or an end?
Good point.
Okay. If teachers taught, why didn't preachers prot? If a vegetarian eats vegetables, what does a humanitarian eat? In what language do people recite at a play and play at a recital? Ship by truck and send cargo by ship? Really? Shouldn't it be cargo by truck and shipment by ship?
Yeah, you'd think so. These are so funny. They're so true. You just got to shake your head.
I might have a few more of those on another edition, but what do you have today?
I have a piece. It's from Todd Williams. It's called Our South Dakota Salute.
Ooh, good.
I remember driving north toward the border, the way the fields seemed to stretch forever toward their conclusion, the summer opening up like a field of sunflowers over the horizon and beckoning us to accelerate on lonely highways until, in the distance, a speck of another car would send me scrambling to slow our advance. And when it would turn out to be a pickup or a tractor meandering alongside these rolling fields of green, our glances would meet over stubborn steering wheels, from which we'd lift our palms toward one another. A warm salute from friends who had never met.
There you go. God made a dog, and on the ninth day, God looked down on his wide-eyed children and said, they need a companion. So God made a dog. God said, I need somebody willing to wake up, give kisses, pee on a tree, sleep all day, wake up again, give more kisses, then stay up until midnight, basking in the glow of the television set. So God made a dog. God said, I need somebody willing to set, then stay, then roll over, then with no ego or complaint, dress in hats they don't need and costumes they don't understand. I need somebody who can break wind without a first care or a second thought, who can chase tails, sniff everybody, fetch sticks, and lift spirits with a lick. Somebody who, no matter what you didn't do or couldn't take or didn't win or couldn't make, will love you without judgment just the same. So God made a dog. God said, I need somebody strong enough to pull sleds and find bombs, yet gentle enough to love babies and lead the blind. Somebody who will spend all day on a couch with a resting head and supportive eyes to lift the spirits of a broken heart. So God made a dog. It had to be somebody who'd remain patient and loyal even through loneliness. Somebody to care and cuddle, snuggle and nuzzle, and cheer and charm and snore and slobber and eat the trash and chase the squirrels. Somebody who would bring a family together with the selflessness of an open heart. Somebody who would bark and then pant and then reply with rapid wag of the tail when their best friend says, let's go for a ride in the car. So God made a dog. I do not know the author on that, but appreciate whoever sent that into the Good Stuff program.
I do too, as a matter of fact. So a man was walking along the country road when he saw a farmer working in his field. The man called out to the farmer, how long will it take me to get to the next town? The farmer didn't answer. The man waited a bit and then started walking again. After he'd gone about 100 yards, the farmer yelled, about 20 minutes. Thank you. But why didn't you tell me that when I asked? Didn't know how fast you could walk. Thank you, Bob Jansen, for sending that little piece in.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.